Two Curious Catholics by David Warren. In both Canada and the United States, we have Catholic statesmen. I use the term almost facetiously, retiring after many years of service, ditto. They're Mr. Justin Trudeau, up here in the Great White North, and Mr. Joe Biden, down there in the South. Both became extremely unpopular, and good riddance has been expressed pretty much across the spectrum of opinion. Yet curiously, neither experienced a spot of trouble for being a Catholic, or at least telling us that he was. Indeed, Mr. Biden sometimes entered churches, wore ash on Ash Wednesday, and I'm told sported pocket string beads sometimes described as a rosary. He proclaimed himself a very devout Catholic, while collecting a few votes for it. He also declared himself a devoted supporter of the woman's right to abort her children. In this respect, he was just like Trudeau, another public feminist, and an enthusiast for abortions. Both were supporters of men who surgically transitioned into women, and women who surgically transitioned into men, including children against their parents' wishes. They were post-Dash in several ways. Mr. Trudeau liked to claim that he was post-nationalist and a friend to all people kind. Mr. Biden mixed his disgendering principles with being the commander-in-chief of the world's most formidable military. He welcomed various DIs and post-whatevers into its ranks and officer corps. 9 years we endured Justin Trudeau in Canada. He still hasn't gone. But the Americans had to put up with only 4 of Joe Biden. Or perhaps I should say that I and a few friends endured Justin, who won 3 national elections, and thus became one of many irresistible arguments against democracy. The people kind voted, until recently, in favor of his good hair, and for nothing else they could articulate. Nevertheless, a merciful God has provided that even the most incompetent and disastrous leaders should exhibit some virtue. Had Trudeau and Biden never been, we would not now be celebrating the victories of what they called the far right. We haven't seen the back of Mr. Trudeau yet, nor receive his conservative replacement. Under Canada's British parliamentary system, an election could happen at any time. But under the distinctly Canadian version of it, the Prime Minister has near-totalitarian powers. This is why Parliament has been prorogued, and we are still waiting for the election to be called. 2, the governing Liberals might actually win the election by choosing another pop star with good hair as a successor to Trudeau. Whereas Ms. Kamala Harris did not prove enough of a pop star to succeed Biden. Perhaps I should have warned the reader that I am somewhat biased. I am opposed to being ruled by idiots, especially malicious ones, and heretical, although almost as an afterthought. One might read The Art of Being Ruled by Wyndham Lewis to decide what degree of complacency to adopt. Lewis, who shared approximately my view of democracy, argued that instead of being the crowning achievement of Western civilization, it was the means of suppressing the true wants and needs of the populace. By suppression of caste legitimacy and vocational distinctions, and imposing universal propagandist education, democracy created the post-humanist mass man, who seldom even longs for freedom. He is only institutionally free as part of vast regional voting blocks that may pool their resentments. Their freedom does not belong to them, but abstractly to a constituency. Men without chests or faces control them through number games. Only occasionally a man with a face shows up to inspire chaos and confusion. But he too is a magister luti playing the political game. Wyndham Lewis wasn't a Catholic, though he was sympathetically drawn to Catholicism throughout his life. What I think the religion could have done was to enlighten him on the role in society of the devil. Democracy presents a rich field of opportunity for the devil, who is involved in the formulation of every aspect of government policy. The feminism that, until recently, dominated every aspect of progressive, left-wing thought is an example of the devil's work, but paradoxically, more for its effect on men than for its effect on women. Lewis himself had to outgrow his early enthusiasms for fascism and the like, and for the opposite of whatever he had last saluted. But he is consistently penetrating, especially when most annoying. And he was consistently repelled by the fashionable attitudes that constituted democratic snobbishness. These tended to embrace the latest fascist or leftist collectivism by which the common people might be organized as a slave force, crushed by debt and bombarded by mass media. 90% of men long at all times for a leader. not for someone who will take all responsibility off their shoulders and tell them what to do, as Lewis wrote in Left Wings Over Europe, or How to Make a War About Nothing. The art of ruling, which Trudeau and Biden seem to float through temporarily, is less sophisticated than the art of being ruled, which requires patience and historical knowledge. The latter is more appropriate to a Catholic sensibility. To know, at best, what is or might prove the good for man, and yet also to know that it is unobtainable in this world, and that every progression towards it will be reversed, this is not the easiest political position. It can even be acutely uncomfortable, sometimes. Yet it is, I think, the only position that is compatible with a religious, specifically a Catholic outlook. One must begin by suspecting the work of the devil, who summons in all his acolytes the ambition to be little gods. The contrast to serve God and man modestly is often nearly invisible to our contemporaries. Nevertheless, there is better and worse. And at the moment we may be skipping into a holiday when it is unnecessary to lie about elementary realities, and we are not caught in oppressive decline. Enjoy!